The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, July 8th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I am your host for the day. The numbers to call if you choose to participate are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the family of violence, the number here is 242-357-20. And if you are deciding to text us, the text line powered by BTC is 422-GR96. That is 422-4796. As we march towards independence, that is on Friday coming up. I got invited to the Government House reception. Kind of excited about that. I haven't been invited for years, right? So I'm kind of excited for that. It starts at 6 p.m. They said it's not casual, it's not formal. But when I Google the word how to dress, I need to wear a jacket, right? And I was planning to wear like an Independence Day shirt, a collared shirt, maybe a polo shirt. But now I have to wear a jacket, right? It's hot. But I guess I'll be there in my jacket, walking the grounds because it's outside. But I'm just grateful to be invited. So it's good to be amongst good company celebrating the Bahamas, and I encourage every Bahamian to celebrate. Today's going to be an open-lying Wednesday. That means I'm prepared to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And of course, there are one or two things that is trending in the news locally, internationally, and of course on social media that I wish to bring to the head, bring to the fore. So see if you can consider the topics, or have you been talking about these subjects? Like, I wanted to bring notice that if you buy the Nassau Guardian, they have a supplement there. What's the supplement called? It's dedicated to the 53 years of independence. It's thick, celebrating our heritage, shaping our tomorrow. July 26th. Well, actually, that's the Tribune's version. Let's go to the Nassau Guardian version. Nassau Guardian also has one. And so both the Tribune and the Nassau Guardian have their own supplement celebrating 53 years of independence, what it means. And they have some great articles in both. You know, this one has Nassau Guardian of Sir Arthur reflects on the Bohemian history. I love Bohemian history. So I would encourage you to go buy the Nassau Guardian and take advantage of both Daily's supplement and keep that as something as a historical reference. And so we can have better conversation and have a reflection of where we going, right? I see on the front page, Nassau Guardian said damage control. After promising it was going that it was ready for summer, government and BPL apologized for power failures. That's a headline there. I also want to bring to the fore so much things to read today. I mean, the news is kicking. I mean, you need to go buy the Nassau Guardian because so much things to read, right? One of the headlines that, to me, disturbed me as I celebrate independence. And, you know, it vexed me that I have to bring it up. But if I don't bring it up now, I won't have a chance. Because tomorrow will be more independence geared. And I wouldn't have the chance to recall it. So I'm going to bring it up now as one of the conversations I want to have some go back and forth. And only because it keep on happening. It keep on happening. And we need to address it as we celebrate ourselves. This is actually an article from Eyewitness News. The headline reads, Supreme Court awards woman nearly $150,000. You hear how much money that is? They award this lady $158,000 after finding that 199 days immigration detention was unlawful and degrading. She was locked up, detained, not found guilty of anything, just detained for 199 days, almost a full year just being in the detention center. Says Nassau Guardian, the Supreme Court has awarded a Jamaican woman a total of $157,000 in damages and costs following an assessment of damages arising from her claim of unlawful arrest, false imprisonment, assault and battery after she was detained by immigration authorities for 199 days back in 2021. The ruling, delivered by Assistant Registrar Acting Adrian Bellot on July 6, 2026, awarded Demerit's a nice behavior name. Anyway, awarded Demerit $89,940 in compensatory damages for false imprisonment, $50,000 in exemplary damages, $15,000 in costs for obtaining the default judgment, and an assessment hearing, and an additional $3,000 in costs thrown away following an adjournment of the proceedings. The assessments of damages followed a judgment in default of defense entered by order dated March 8, 2023, after Demerit filed legal proceedings over her arrest and continued detention. In the ruling, Bellot addressed the effect of the default judgment, explaining that the defendants could not dispute liability during the assessment of damage hearing because the issue of liability had already been determined through the default judgment. The court noted that while the defendant could address matters relevant to the amount of damages, they could not attempt to challenge whether the Demerit's arrests and detentions were unlawful. The ruling stated that a default judgment means the defendants are taken to have admitted the allegations contained in the statement of claim and cannot later dispute liability at the assessment stage. The Demerit, a Jamaican national, entered the Bahamas as a visitor on or about July 13, 2018, and married a Bahamian national on July 30th, 2018. She married a man the same year, a couple of days after she came to the Bahamas. Following her marriage, she was granted an extension by the Department of Immigration to remain in the country. In August 2019, Bellot and her husband applied for a residential spousal permit, but by letter dated February 2nd, 2020, immigration informed her that the application had been refused. Her permission to remain in the Bahamas was expected to expire on May 21st, 2020. In October 2020, Demerit was seriously injured in a motor vehicle accident in Abaco and was airlifted to Nassau for medical treatment. During that period, her passport and other personal documents were misplaced. On April 19, 2021, Demerit was arrested in Abaco and charged with overstaying. On April 22, 2021, she pleaded guilty to the charge and was fined $1,500 and made a partial payment of $1,300 toward the fine. Despite the payment and the fact that the magistrate did not impose a custodial sentence, Demerit remained in custody and was transferred to the Carmichael Road Detention Center. My God. The court recorded that Demerit remained detained for 199 days before her release. On November 4, 2021, Justice Bernard Turner ordered her immediate release following a habeas corpus application. However, the ruling noted that despite the court order, Demerit remained at the detention center for an additional 7 hours before she was finally released. During the assessment hearing, Demerit gave evidence about the conditions she experienced during her detention. She told the court that after her arrest in Abaco, she was held 4 days with both men and women and without adequate hygiene facilities or access in proper restrooms facilities, which caused to urinate on herself. She also claimed that she was transferred to Nassau by plane while wearing the same soiled clothing she had been wearing when she was arrested. At the Carmichael Road Detention Center, Demerit described experiencing degrading treatment, threats, bullying conditions that caused her significant distress. She told the court that immigration officers spoke to detainees as if they were not human beings and alleged she was threatened with being sent to the Bahamas Department of Corrections. Demerit also alleged she witnessed other detainees being beaten and was subjected to strip searches and was denied access to lawyers retained by her husband. She further claimed that security concerns at this facility caused her fear for her safety, including concerns about possible sexual assault. The court heard evidence that Demerit alleged she was denied adequate sanitary products during her menstrual cycle, experienced poor restroom conditions, insect infestation, and a period of approximately 4 weeks without running water. After reviewing the evidence, the court found Demerit to be a credible witness. Let's repeat that. After reviewing the evidence, the court found Demerit to be a credible witness and accepted her account of the conditions and treatment she experienced while detained. The court noted that much of Demerit's evidence was uncontroverted, while evidence presented on behalf of the defendants focused mainly on general procedures at the detention center. In assessing damages, Bellot considered the length of Demerit's detention, the loss of her liberty, the conditions she endured, and the humiliation and distress she experienced. The court considered an initial calculation based on a rate of $600 per day for 199 days, which amounted to $119,400. However, the court reduced the figure by $30,000, noting that the damages for lengthy and lawful detention should not be calculated through a strict mathematical formula. The final award for false imprisonment was set at $89,940. The court was awarded $50,000 in exemplary damages, finding that the award was appropriate to reflect disapproval of oppressive, arbitrary, and unconstitutional conduct by the government officials. However, Demerit was not granted separate awards for aggravated damages, constitutional damages, or vindictory damages, as the court found those awards would duplicate compensation already provided. Her claim for assault and battery were also dismissed, with the court finding there was insufficient evidence of physical harm to justify separate compensation. The court ordered that Demerit receive damages and costs totaling $157,940. And that's the end of the report right there. This is unfortunate. This happens too much. That's why I wanted to read it into the record. Again and again and again, we have cases after cases where we, the Bahamian people, my money, your money, the tax money, have to be paid for people being detained at the detention center. There's clearly abuses there. Clearly there's a need for social services to be present to make sure women and children and men are not victimized and abused at the detention center. We need some kind of humanity presence there, right? Clearly there's abuse there, and the abuse seems to be systemic at the detention center, because it is year after year we're hearing the same complaint, and it's hurting our pockets now. So administration after administration. So now I can say it's a culture. It's a culture at the detention center that needs to be addressed, right? Let's go to the first caller, as we have a mix match of things we got to talk about. So many things to talk about. I got to say that this year, a number of people are celebrating our independence. They're all kind of different types of T-shirts. You can find T-shirts on the side of the road, and people putting effort in it. It's not those, like, just colored shirts. Someone is designing different graphics and putting thought in it and conscientious about these T-shirts. And I want to say I commend them. A lot of entrepreneurs on the side of the road doing that. You're live. Call you there. Going once, twice, let me read some text and go back to the news as we talk about what is trending on social media internationally and locally. Or the caller call back. Kermit, let's talk to this caller while I pull up these. Go ahead, caller.
Help me understand this, because I heard you reading it, but yes, didn't you say that she was supposed to return back in May? Her thing had expired in May and she was detained in October?
What I understood is she got married to a Bahamian. She came here to get married. She knew her husband for whatever time. She had to go home to fulfill whatever duties. And when she came here, she got married. So while she
after her request from immigration was denied.
Yes,
she was supposed to return back in May.
Yes, but she had a
car. She went to Abaco in October.
No, no, she lived in Abaco. She's an Abaco resident.
Okay, okay. So she was denied in May, but in October, she got an accident.
She was denied in May, and she had a expiration date on when her permit would have been expired. She went there to get an extension. Her permit wasn't had not expired as yet. She went to get an extension for when it will be expired. And I think it's supposed to be in October. And when she went there, they said, no, they're not planning to extend it come October. So before October came.
When she got an accident?
So between July and October, she got an accident. But when her permit is going to be expired, she was in a car accident. Right? And all of her documents got lost for some reason, whatever it is, according to the plea. Right? And she was subsequently detained in between that a number, her permits and everything got, she got a fine. I'm trying to get back to the gist of it. The court note that she overstayed. She pled guilty for overstaying. She explained that without sick, whatever it is. But she said, yes, I have overstayed in the Bahamas. The court,
so when you overstayed, you now become illegal.
No. You go to court. You don't become illegal automatically. You have to go to court. We changed that process. You go to court now. So she went to court. And the judge said, we will not deport you out of the country. We will fine you $1,500. She was fined $1,500. She paid $1,300. The immigration said, ma'am, we're going to detain you still. And she said, remember, I have a Bahamian husband, right? You shouldn't be detain me. The court didn't say anything but detainment. They acknowledge I overstay. I need to go and apply and whatever access to the law. Give me opportunity. They detained her still, and they detained her for almost a year. Husband trying to get her out, trying to talk to her. The lawyers trying.
Okay, let's stop right there.
Go ahead.
Because if you come here in July, you got married in July, you had your permit, and you got denied your citizenship and all those other rest of things. Clearly, you should have gone back to where you came from.
Yes, but the court didn't
overstayed your time. But you were fined.
Hold on, the court allowed her to stay.
Yeah, the court allowed her to stay.
So that's full stop. Let's see, everything stopped then. Let's repeat that part. The court allowed her to stay. Full stop.
The court allowed her to stay.
So everything else
happened. The court is at fault right now.
No, you can't do that. You can't blaspheme on the thing. I could get in problems over that. You can't judge the court. When the court determined what it is, the court full stop. It's full stop. Imagine you telling the judge you wrong.
So why did they fine her?
The court defined her, and that was the punishment. See, we already know what the punishment was. It's $1,500.
So
now you want to add your own punishment. But I said
No. Let me ask you this. This is the part I wanted to get to. If I'm out there smoking weed and the police arrest me for smoking weed, and the judge says, or the court says, we're going to fine you for smoking that weed.
Mm-hmm.
Your fine is $500.
Mm-hmm.
And I pay that $500, I could go finish smoke my weed then, because at the end of the day, I don't pay the fine for that.
No.
Because that's basically what it says.
Let's use that same example.
I get fined for overstaying.
Let's use your same example. If you go to court for smoking weed, the judge fine you for smoking weed at that time. That judgment is over with now. You're supposed to smoke the weed. You can't go smoke another weed. Be smoking that weed. Full stop.
That's my point.
Now,
that's my point right there.
No, hold on. She
overstayed.
Yes.
She was fined for overstaying.
Yes.
But then she still stayed here for being fined for overstaying.
See, that's a different process. The government, the immigration officers, did not pursue a new charge, a new call. They just locked her up and keep her there on the CHI.
That's
charge.
My point right there. That's where they went wrong right there.
And this is why.
She was charged for overstaying. She should have been given another set of charges right there. After she paid the fine, then afterwards she should have been deported back.
So let's go back to the initial thing. She was locked up, full stop. And she was continually locked up for almost a year. That's where we are. And this is where the judge analyzed everything and said, what do you mean you're continuously locked up and I really ruled on it?
And this is where we fall short right there, because somebody needs to now give an account for why she was overstayed. Because we are paying now somebody, how much thousand, $100,000?
$156,000.
Somebody fell short and didn't do their job as a government worker, and now the country got to now pay her for overstaying.
Yes.
So somebody needs to be held accountable.
Yes.
And that's was my point there.
And this happens too often. Every
that other happens many times.
Yes.
Because I've heard of it one too many times.
Yes.
That we're paying these foreigners too much money for coming in this country, overstaying illegally, and then now because they've been detained too long, we have to pay all kind of money to the same person who shouldn't have been here in the first place.
Yes, especially when there's a process of you could deport them. They could have sent them back
exactly.
to their country a week afterwards. Please
fine them, okay, they paid a fine, but at the end of the day, you still must be deported back.
And they refused to do it.
Effective immediately.
They didn't refuse to do it. They preferred to detain them illegally for 190-hour days.
So now somebody needs to give an account for why they're not being sent back effective immediately, because we are paying out too much, hundreds of thousands of dollars to foreigners for the mistake of persons them who are being paid to do their job.
Yes, ma'am.
That's my point.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Someone need answer. I agree with you, ma'am.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Let's move on to the next caller. I think I can read some of these texts. Like I said, I have one or two more things I want to read, but go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Let's go to the next one. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Call you there? No? Okay, let's read these texts and continue. It says, good morning. I don't want to be completely switch topics, but have anyone been noticing the streak of fires in Bimini? Within 1 week, a jet ski, 3M, a food stand, 3M, now these houses this morning. As for the detention center and immigration, as a human rights activist with Human Rights Bahamas, my portfolio is police brutality, immigration, and prison conditions. We have numerous reports of physical abuse against detainees before being placed at the detention center, and especially while in there. Just this year alone, we had a case won by the deceased plaintiff estate for her sexual abuse and kidnapping. A Haitian national was also beaten and hospitalized, then deported. See, this is unfortunate. And like I said, it seems to be a systemic culture. And we are civilized inside the Bahamas. Some people in the different Caribbean, they're not as sophisticated as us. These things was happening here is embarrassing. We can't be accused of these things because we cultured people. And the very idea that it is happening, we need to go in and weed these people out and press charges because we shouldn't be accused. This is below us. We shouldn't be accused of these things, right? Yeah, most unfortunate. I see the fire in Bimini. Bimini has an opportunity, and I'm grateful that they have a sensible MP now, right? That who has from what I saw what he was doing on Bay Street, has a commitment of reorganizing and cleaning up things. Bimini needs to clean up. I've seen how close those houses are. I've seen the infrastructure in Bimini. And even though the fire is unfortunate, and I'm hoping that these Bahamians are able to recover quickly, and that the community and the government and social service and whoever here, even the international guests who comes to Bimini, will render some assistance and support for these people. It need to be restructured. The houses need to have a plan, right? How they build the houses, how close the houses, how we implement in terms of fire sprinklers and fire hydrants and access to fire response, all of that needs to be. They need to have a national town hall meeting there and say, this is Bimini going forward. This is how we're going to rebuild these houses. This is where we're going to put these houses. This is the structure. And the residents and the expats who live and make Bimini a second home need to come together and make Bimini great again. It can't continue how it is. It just can't. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live? You live there, caller? Let me go back to the text. Clear the line there, Kermit. The government for decades, this text says. If the leadership paid for these costs, they will learn and make better decisions. I still believe the officers responsible for these abuse, they are pending. When you start losing your pension, when you start losing your rank, when you start paying out of pocket, you stop doing abuse. But now the Bahamian people currently pays, and that's why nobody seemingly cares, right? I am concerned because this abuse after abuse, mishap after mishap, and nobody seems to be addressing them, right? So just recently we had that police officer in a crowded stadium, international local guests. See, I don't know why the police tear the man head off, right? things has happened. You get passionate, and me living in the city, I've seen some reason where the police may have to tear one person's head off to make a point. But seeing that video, you said, no, that don't make no sense. Anyone who saw the video said, that don't make no sense. Because the gentleman seemed to be teen, restrained, and didn't seem emotional or whatever it is. And that police officer didn't seem to have the consciousness where it was, the spatial awareness of where he was. That scores of Bohemians were present, all watching him. He didn't give a flying heck. He draw back with all his might and say, Papayo! I can show you who his man. Right? After finished searching him for whatever it is, you know, and tear his head right off. And someone needs to be held accountable. And I see the commissioner of police office has issued a statement today under investigation. But that don't look good. I can imagine the international people, the Puerto Ricans who was playing the Bahamas, to say, you see where we got to beat these people and leave? Because if the police could do that in public, what do they do when nobody's watching? This text says, good morning. If the courts find her testament about her stay credible, why is it they find her claims of abuse not credible? I don't know. But they determine it all the same. They said they had no evidence. It's not that a claim. They have no evidence to support what she said. So this text says, can't read that part. Can you send me the link for the Guardian Radio app, please? Can't find it. When you go on Google, you press, you type in Guardian Radio, Bahamas, and you'll see my face come right up here, right? Where was the husband? The husband was trying to get his good wife out for a while, for a year, having lawyers come up there, and they say, no one's seeing her today, right? And denying him access, whatever it is. And it's most unfortunate. Now, I don't know about their marriage or whatever it is, but imagine you marry your wife. Your wife is an immigrant from wherever country, right? You have a good relationship and you trying to be a good husband. You hearing about the abuse that they do in your good wife. And the vulnerability, what can a man do, right? It's most unfortunate, most unfortunate. Let's go to the next caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you live?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Nui.
Good morning, how you doing, man?
Yeah, great show. And before I forget, personally, I'd like to thank you for your suggestion, and I hope that the powers that be or shouldn't be are listening, because you said the implementation of some social services type protective type entity within that particular surroundings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought would be the first step in avoiding situations like this. You understand me, Mr. Nuri?
I understand you.
Yeah, and so I just hope they're listening, because this is far too much, man. Citizens like me and everybody else are being treated much less, I mean, worse than that, with no repercussions. And you know, the police, they have been getting away with so much for so long until I think this is the way they want it. And so I saw the video, but I didn't pay too much attention to it, about the police slapping the guy at the gym. I'm sorry it was him. But for me, my question is, what happened if the guy that slapped him back, given that it's documented? My question is to me, why an investigation when it's quite clear what happened? You know, this is pathetic for somebody, forgive me. But I'd like to share a personal experience with me. For me, if I go to the States and I overstay, then, you know, you're supposed to apply for an extension. So once the person doesn't do that, that means then they'd be up in an illegal status here.
Yeah.
So my personal experience, I work with a lot of Jamaican guys when mom first started the business, and they used to come. And I had a friend who came, and she's married to a Bohemian guy. She's a beautiful Jamaican lady. I'd known a two Jamaican guy that worked in the shop. A friend of hers came over. We went to the airport to pick him up. And within that same day, this lady had asked me to marry her. But I'm not a fool. I thought I'd leave it at that. And she's very beautiful, but I don't believe in that. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We're going to take this quick commercial break. It's almost 11:45. You know when it's 11:45. It's Percy Island game day, right? Anyway, we can take this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or imaging at Grosvenor today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bella Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bella hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Hey, kids, are you ready? It's back, the Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp. July 27th to 31st at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, 2 to 5 p.m. daily, and August 3rd to 8th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for boys and girls from 5 to 18. Come enjoy the thrills of the big game alongside NBA legends and current superstars Michael Sweetbell Thompson, Michael Jr., Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield, Muggsy Bogues, and many others. Registration forms available now at the Seventh-day Adventist offices on Tony Williams Darling Highway. The Jeff Rogers Summer Basketball Camp.
Yeah. We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy Pentagon Island Game, keep you winning. Percy Pentagon, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy Pentagon Island Game, we got you. Percy Pentagon, from the friends you can trust. If winning is a must, go play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Guess who's back?
It's the time again for the 31st annual Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Classic. Bring it on now. Let's go.
Whether you're a player or a fan, you don't want to miss this one. The action starts July 13th at the Hope Center. The PeaceOnTheStreets.com. And register.
Come on, everybody. We're going.
That's the Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic.
Where we shoot hoops and step on.
Game time.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Gotti will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape.
fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. You see how many commercials I get now? People listening. People listening. And I'd like to thank my sponsors, actually. Thank you very much. And if you want to be a sponsor, of course, you call. You call, right? And get your advertisement plug in at this particular time, because everybody listens at Guardian Radio at 11 o'clock to 12, right? So you see that Guardian Radio is having this great summer escape giveaway. And I would like to thank Percy Island Game for donating that $1,000 there for spending money. But you could win a trip for two, including hotel, including the car, including luggage, right? And of course, $1,000 cash. All you need is your passport. Just get a Nassau Guardian newspaper. You fill it out. You fill out that entry form, drop it into the entry box at the Nassau Guardian in Oaksfield, and tune in to Guardian Radio and follow the Nassau Guardian on all the social media platforms for your chances to win. And that's the Guardian Media Group. Great summer escape giveaway. And of course, the deadline to enter is August 12th. And they have the drawing that's going to be on August 14th. And of course, at 11:45 is All Percy Island Game. We want to ask attention to All Island Game players. Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. You hear that? Percy's pension plan is now accepting applications. All you got to do is deposit a mere $25. And you are officially able to be in the runnings for a weekly salary for up to $1,000 per week for a full year. So imagine you win, you get $1,000 salary, a ASU draw withdrawal of $1,000 a week for 52 weeks, right? And application closed for that September 8th. So you apply now to the islandgame.com and start that process. And good luck. Good luck for that. Recently, the government is doing some exercises in terms of continuing their exercise regarding the shanty towns. They just bulldozed one. They give the people who were living in the shanty town 1 year, not no 2 months, no 3 months. They put the notice on the board and say, vacate the property, Montgomery. Say, vacate the property forthwith now. 1 year, 1 month gone by, 3 months gone by. 6 months gone by, a year gone by, and the people then refuse to move. So, of course, the day before, the government come with the bulldozer and say, we knocking down everything tomorrow. We knocking down everything. And the people then started complaining. And the government did what they said they was going to do. They knocked down everything. Some good, nice houses there. I mean, the people them now who live in these shanty towns, they have skills. They get all the equipment to build a modern home. But they built it illegally. Some of them may have no running water, the wells contaminated, whatever it is, right? And what I'm speaking about is one lady who was being interviewed said the government should give them first options to buy the land. That bothered me, you know. That bothered me because you could go buy land now. You don't need no first option. Just go any place to buy land. So when she said that, I said, what exactly is she saying to our government? You want to buy the land at cost? Because, no, they don't want to buy the land, of course. They want to get discounted land. Bohemians are waiting on land for now. So imagine transient people coming into the country and now want our government to give them access to land what Bohemians don't have access to. And I said, ma'am, you don't know what you're saying. Right? Say we could buy it cheaply. No, miss. You can't buy nothing cheaply. You got to buy it at cost like everyone else. You can't be building on people land illegally. So we have no place to go. If you ask any Bohemian on the street, tell any Bohemian on the street, oh, we have no place to go, they'll give you some suggestions of where you can go. You don't like where they can tell you where to go, but they'll give you some suggestions and suggestions on where you're supposed to go. So you can't be saying that to Bohemians. You got to be temperate of what you say, right? It's unfortunate because right now it's rough. I understand your plight. It's very unfortunate that your house and your belongings got demolished. And I'm not saying that I don't empathize with your situation. I'm saying that when you're saying things out in public, you got to understand that there are Bohemians out there who get vexed at what you're saying because it's insulting to them because they have a rough time out there too. And you want the government to give you a blight, But you don't want them, the government to give us a black, because we need access to land too. And if you have Bahamian status and you're a Bahamian too, apply like everybody else. Lobby like everybody else. But you just can't be living illegally in a shanty town, because there's no space for no shanty town in the Bahamas. Them days over. So the majority of it in the Bahamas, we can do, we support the government to bulldoze it and bulldoze it again and again. And I'm saying that the community in general, you need to do more for your own community. That means you all need to start doing some fundraisers, that if your people them are finding it frustrating and tough at times, that you can dip into that financial pot and say, we are able to help you in your transition. You need the churches, the Haitian churches that we have here in the Bahamas, you need to build housing complex on your land where you have your church, that if your parish needs support to have some kind of temporary living for a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year, that the church automatically support them. You can't have Haitian churches here not doing supporting their own people. You can't have it. And I'm not sure if they're doing enough. And you're not doing enough, right? This text says, we have too many emotional misguided Bahamians who are usable to control their, or unable to control their emotions on all sectors of society. We need to address and talk about cleanliness and pride for a month during our independence celebration. We are in deep problems with pride and cleanliness in our country. And Tex, I agree with you. We need to have a national discussion on what it is to be Bahamian. We need to educate the Americans, the British, the Spaniards, the Haitians, the Jamaicans, and say, this is what Bahamians are. This is our culture. This is how we live. This is what we will tolerate. This is what where we're moving toward. And if you want to partner with us to do that, march on to glory, right? Steady sunward, then we let you come here. Because we need some technical people here. We need some more cabinet makers, some more dressmakers, you know, tailors, whatever the engineer is here. And we welcome those people here. But if you're going to here to suck the Bahamas dry, we're going to have to actually say, you got to move. Got to move on. Let's go to the caller there. Guardian Radio AM, you live? You live, caller. Don't listen to the radio. Listen to me.
Hey, great show. You just see. How you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
Boy, right there, man. Boy, how things going to look like? We can be talking about what type of fund we can be using in independence if we keep this up.
Go ahead. Listening.
Man, your current is off yesterday, because mine's is off probably for about an hour or 2 hours last night.
It's very unfortunate, and current will be off several more times for the entire summer, and I hope you find some kind of solution on what you plan to do, because it's going to be hard.
Yeah, is BPL actually coming out and giving like announcements on when they're going to be load shedding, or they haven't done the schedules yet?
I tend to get like an update that says that this area is going to be off light, and that area, and how long. So I know they definitely have a WhatsApp group that the information is shared.
So how Friday looking? So current cutting off Friday and around what time?
And different areas, light and current cut off. So I can't say where until I see the list on their load shedding or whatever it is.
Well, this could be crazy, this independence. All right, then. Take it easy, though.
Yeah, man. Let me read this in time. This came from the Bahamas Department of Meteorological Meteorology. Says heat wave update for Wednesday, July 8, 2026. The ongoing heat wave has now expanded beyond the northern Bahamas to include the northwest Bahamas as dangerously hot and humid conditions continue across the country. Right? It say areas currently affected by the heat wave is Grand Bahama, Abaco, Bimini, Nubra, the Berry Islands, and Andros. The combination of very high humidity, persistent warm southerly airflow, and the presence of the Saharan dust is continuing to keep feel-like temperatures induced well above the actual air temperature. Although Saharan dust can slightly reduce daytime heating by filtering some sunlight, the warm, dry air associated with the dust layer, together with elevated humidity near the surface, is contributing to uncomfortable and potentially dangerous heat conditions across the island. Residents and visitors should be aware that heat stress continues to build, especially during the late mornings and afternoons afternoon hours when outdoor conditions are most hazardous. If you're working outdoor, it can be hot. Drink a lot of liquid. Residents of the northern Bahamas, including Grand Bahama, Abaco, Bimini, are strongly urged to continue adhering to all heat warnings and safety recommendations. These islands have experienced several consecutive days of excessive heat, increasing the risk of cumulative heat stress, dehydration, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, particularly for outdoor workers, older adults, young children, and persons with chronic medical conditions. Protect yourself during this heat. Just want to warn some people about that because it is extremely heat, especially with current going off again and again and again. We need to now help others. I see people selling water for $2, and that's them 30 cents water. You know what you get, 48, and you buy it for $7? They're selling those cheap waters for $2 on the side of the road. And they say, well, it's convenience, and that's why it's so expensive. But you can't be selling 30 cents water for $2. It's not nice. They have a word for that. They call it monsters. They call them greedy hogs who serve it selling water for $2 on the side of the road. No, especially them, the cheap ones, the cheap bottle ones. You can't be doing that to Bahamians. You know we hot. You're making over 200% profit already when you sell it for a dollar, you know. No, man, you don't do that for us. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hello.
Go ahead, that's Rocky.
Hello. Mr. Nuri, I would like you to please explain something for me. Back in the 70s, Mr. Roker, Loftus Roker, told us about this immigration problem. This continued to foster through many governments, PLP and FNM. They grew and grew and grew. Shanty towns grew and grew and grew. People come illegally now, squat on our Bahamian land, especially in the south end of New Providence. They wouldn't attempt to do nothing around the eastern end like Yamacraw, around East Bay Street, around anything on the north side where the beaches and the harbors is, round Cable Beach, round Life and Key, round Old Fort Bay. But they would always do something on the south side where the majority of the black Bahamian and lower class people live. 27 shanty towns in New Providence. When Mr. Brent McCarthy was in immigration, he went up in a helicopter and counted 27 shanty towns.
Let me pause you there, Sparky. You say all that to say what?
Do this.
You saying all that to say what?
We knocking say- down.
Okay, I got to disconnect, right? And the reason why I disconnect is, he said, I mean, I've been on radio for 4 years now. Sparky come and say the same thing again and 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 again. See how I get annoyed when I say again? Again and again and again and again. No, man. He come with solutions. I like historical reference because, you know, I like history. But if you can't come to the point on what we could be doing, man, you could keep that, man. Keep it. Right? After a while, people get annoyed now. People get frustrated because we want solutions, man. We want ideas. We want innovation. And if you can keep the old talk about Roker before I born, I'm 50 now. At least I'm almost 50. I ain't 50 yet. And you want to go back to 50 years ago to talk? And you want to talk about the dynamics of what's happening now? Then they say, let's flush that. Don't talk about that no more. Find someone else to talk about. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing, man?
I'm okay. But a little sad.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The lady that has got compensated for her time spent, I am glad for her. I must say this morning, I'm speaking to you from the side because of the people of City Market and Windexie who've been owed for 20 years pension and severance money.
Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Go ahead, caller. Talk to me.
How is it possible for such things to happen in a country like this when we said, winds of the law, yet the people of Windexie and City Market have been suffering for 20 years.
I got actually, I can stop you right there. You talk to this about your MP. And reason why the MPs are able to influence and pay these things out, no, they can say, hey, Mr. Prime Minister, we have to solve this today. You talk to your MP.
Yes, we did.
And your MP say he don't care?
I wouldn't say that.
They got to be saying something. They got to say something. You have to come to a conclusion. Because now I got to blame you and your MP on why they ain't solved yet. See, two people I can blame. Y'all two. You need to go talk to your MP and say, Mr. MP, I ain't voting for you no more. I ain't talking to you no more. I ain't helping you no more until you bring this up inside the House of Assembly. Has your MP ever brought this up in the House of Assembly?
I don't think so.
See, your MP don't like you. Now you find what the problem is. Let me repeat it so you understand. Your MP does not like you. Now that you know what you can do about it. You there?
I'm lost for words.
Nah, but you know your MP don't like you, though. See, I live in Fox Hill. And I have an MP who inbox me every so often. And when I row, I complain, and he's bring it up. You can always tell when I inbox my MP and say I'm not satisfied because he's bringing it up in the House Assembly. He's sending it up in the WhatsApp group. He's sending it and making it a part of his daily announcements and say, we fixing this. Yeah, MP, don't like you. That's all I can say.
More than me one.
But see, but we talk about you and your MP relationship. We ain't talk about the other people. We keep them set out. We talk about you and your MP. Go deal with your MP today. Go to him and deal with him. Let's solve this for you. I ain't even worrying about other people because they should have called if they had issue with City Market. Let's solve for you. You go deal with your MP. That's what I can say to you.
Okay, sir.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. He might not get no money. You know? Go deal with your MP. Let's go to the next caller. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Call you there. No? Clear the line there, Kerber. Let's read these texts. It says, morning, CA. The government need to put up power bills, especially for the PLPs. Ride the heat wave with Brave to give to the grave. Hope you're all safe. So please behave and sweat in your cave. Right now, y'all are a slave. Sweat with arrogant Joe Beth. It was a cute poem there, Texter. But I sweating too. You sweating too. So when you consider that all of us sweating together, this poetry don't make no sense. It don't make no sense because you are sweating with us. So think better. How we can get out of this hot box. Think better. Stop wasting your 5 cents taxes foolishness. All we do is talk on these talk shows. Y'all do help. The government don't care. Good morning. Hope all is well. I agree with the caller. He is so right. Why you didn't pay those City Markets people? They don't pay the City Market people because they don't want to pay the City Market people. Now that we know that, now let's move on. Right? This person says, I'm in Freeport. So that's the person who said, sweat with Joe Bett. I thought that Joe Bett, I called the lady by her first name. See, you helped me just as bad. Forgive me. It's now the end of the show. Tomorrow we're more likely talking more independence-type talk, right, as we march into our independence and our state of self-direction, right? We have all kinds of different behemoths here, white, black, Chinese, Jew, Arab. We have Muslims here. And we need to find out how all of us can have a nation where we celebrate and say, this is who we are as a people, right? Some kind of identifying mark to say, this is what we are as a people, right? We have to make up our mind what we can do with the conch. Are we going to exploit the conch till we overfish it? We got to make up our mind how we can protect our industries, how we can protect the Bahamas for Bahamians and grow the economy. Who all are we going to import to help us grow? We need to have these tough conversations, right? 53 years now. That's mad. That's moving on to 70, right? We need to make some tough decisions on the way forward, right? And to understand and define ourselves, right? What it is to be Bahamian, what it is to be a nation, right? We need to have some self-introspection. Anyway, happy 53 Independence. I'm celebrating. Go buy yourself an Independence Day shirt. Go to the tattoo. Go on the beach. Sing the national anthem with pride. Understand. Have some good conversations about what it is to be Bahamian. Get some good Bahamian food. Some pastries. Oh, I didn't say thank you. Clay Sweeten brought me Johnny Cake. Spanish Wells Johnny Cake. It tastes good, dear Kermit. No, man, it's fluffy. It don't taste like Johnny Cake from Nassau, but it's nice. They call it Spanish Wells Johnny Cake or Johnny Bread. you say, put it in the microwave for 20 seconds and put some strawberry jam and some butter in that and just melt in your mouth. I know it's good. It's good as that Cat Island flour cake. I mean, it's good. I didn't know Spanish Wells could bake like that. No, yeah, Kermit, it's good. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.